This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Second hour of our show. Glad you're joining us today. So much in the news to talk about. Some concerning, some major international importance, and some puzzling in the sports world particularly. We're going to talk about the March Madness Final Four. Huge upset took place on Friday. Kate Delaney's my guest. She's the sports princess. She has her own radio show. She's written a great book called Invading the Man's Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. You can find it on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Kate, glad you joined us today.
Jim, always a pleasure to be on with you.
Kate, what happened on Friday? What a huge, unbelievable upset. Tell our listeners about one of the major events we'll be talking about for years to come in sports.
Yeah, to have a UMBC beat a huge number one seed in Virginia the way they did, and they were a 16 seed going into this tournament. So for people who are listening, we call that a Cinderella in the big dance. Cinderella found her slipper and then some, because it was an unbelievable upset. They just rolled Virginia. It wasn't even close. And, you know, now they move on to meet KU. And people are saying to me, UMBC, what is that? University of Maryland, Baltimore County? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's the first time it ever happened in the history of the big dance. So it was crazy exciting for those kids, and it shows you why people are interested in the tournament.
Kate, for our listeners who don't follow basketball that close, Virginia was the number one overall seed in all the colleges in America in terms of going into the tournament. UMBC, which I've never heard of, as you said, Maryland, Baltimore, County, yeah. Sounds like almost like a junior college. They come in and beat the number one seed, the first time in history that's happened. And so it sure has sparked a lot of interest in college basketball, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been some interesting games along the way, but I think the fact that, you know, it's Samson and Goliath, whenever you have something like that in the sports world, it transcends the sport, even if you're not interested in and don't know much about it.
Kate, are you concerned? I guess I am. You know, I was recruited to go play basketball under Dean Smith at the University of North Carolina. I followed college basketball all my life. And yet there's been kind of the edge taken off with all these investigations for several things. Number one, the money being paid, a number of coaches under investigation by the FBI now. And then number two, the fact that this one and done, these kids jump around from college to college, it just seems like it's become so professionalized and so businesslike. Do you think that edge has been taken off at all or not?
Yeah, you know what? You make such great points, Jim. I think it should almost be that it's 2 years and you have to make that commitment because of the one and done. It does make it, I mean, it just becomes more of a business. You're absolutely right. And then what happens is what you had happen at Arizona, which, by the way, Arizona, of course, was knocked out of the tournament by Buffalo. But you have the coach, Sean Miller, who 3 weeks ago had to sit out a game, and then they were investigating him for this FBI wiretapping. And why is that? Because there's so much money involved when you have like the number one or number two or three basketball player in the country, because agents are salivating at getting their hands on them. So there's this veil of corruption and all these allegations about who's getting paid to go where and what's really happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, almost $900 million from the tournament alone that has gone to the NCAA, split up by the colleges. The kids are not supposed to receive anything, all these rumors of under-the-table allegations. So it's kind of taken a little of the edge off. And the NCAA, I don't know if they'll ever straighten the whole thing up, but it's been a real disappointment to see that edge. Like you say, kids going from junior college to there's a story in the paper about some player, he's on his fifth college, and all he's doing is jumping around to improve his chances of going pro. Well, that just that's just not what amateur sports should be, but we could be all be on that. So, Kate, let me ask you this. 2 years ago, my alma mater, University of North Carolina, was ranked about 10th or 11th in the country, ends up going to the national championship, loses it by 2 points in the last 2 seconds. Last year, they were ranked about 9th or 10th in the country. They end up winning the national championship. Now, with Virginia out, North Carolina, again, ranked about 9th or 10th in the country. They knocked off Lipscomb. They're playing this afternoon, I think, at 4:15. It doesn't look like a major game. What do you think the Tar Heels' chances are to do a threesome in terms of the tournament?
You know what? I like their chances. It's tough to go against Roy Williams. I had a conversation with him a couple of weeks ago, and I really like him. This isn't me sucking up to you, by the way, Jim. I really like him, and I really like UNC. And the road for them to get there, I mean, Michigan just had that thrilling buzzer beater over Houston, and they're a tough team. But I like them to win this next game and then move on to face Michigan. I think that's who they'll face, and I think they win that. And they have a great chance. I see them definitely in the Final Four. It depends who comes out of that other side. Is it going to be Xavier, which probably that's who it is. I think they have a really good shot at this. The only... I mean, actually, in my bracket, I have UNC and Villanova. Villanova could get in their way, but I see them in the championship game.
Hey, well, good. Well, I'm pulling for the Tar Heels, and I've got a flag outside my house, North Carolina flag. I was a little down on them earlier in the season, but looks like they're roaring back along that way, Kate. College basketball, I didn't know this, but I read where there's twice the money bet on these teams in March Madness that there is on the Super Bowl. There is massive interest in what's going on in this in office pools all over the country, isn't there?
There is. I love that you said that because I used to live in Las Vegas, believe it or not. I think I was there 3 or 4 years. I was doing a show, and I realized that when I lived there, because I'd be at the sports books every once in a while doing a live show from the sports books, and Jim, people wait at like 5 o'clock in the morning to try to get a seat in Caesars or one of the other places, and they come there for different weekends, and it's their biggest month, really, in Vegas. So, you know, you got the Super Bowl, which is one day, but March Madness is the whole month, and it's crazy in Vegas. So just even sports betting there. But just in general, the pools where your aunt, your grandfather, everybody is getting a piece of the pools. I think there's just that fun bragging rights thing.
No doubt about it. Reno also has, I've got friends that go out to Reno and to a number of locations just to kind of hang out and watch the games and bets. So, Kate, tell our listeners about your book that you have out you've worked on and been talking about all over, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. Give us a few in the minute or so we got left.
Yes, yeah, so the sports secrets are a little bit of the... What I decided, Jim, was there was no book out there that had a little bit of everything that was still entertaining and interesting. So I talk about all the Hall of Fames. I talk about the superheroes in the world of sports. I talk about every single sport, including, of course, college football and college basketball. I call it face painters because that there's a lot of face painters. They go and it's just such a huge experience, the tailgating, etc. So I give you the history of the sport, some of the highlights of some of the big names that are great to know, and I take you from A to Z, including the Olympic sports, and it's a quick read, so you can read just a chapter here and there, and that way you could pick it up whenever you wanted to, and I feel like I kind of filled that void.
Well, great, Kate, and for our listeners who are interested in the book, they can find it on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Kate, always a treat to have you on the show, so give me your pick. If you had to pick best shot, who's going to be national champion?
North Carolina, brother.
I think you're playing to the host. You're playing to the host there, Kate. But you've impressed me. You say you're very bright. We'll watch it and see. And I'll get you on right after the Final Four. We'll talk about it some more. Kate Delaney, thanks for being with us. Kate, what's your email? What's your website?
Go to katedelaneyspeaker.com.
KateDelaneySpeaker.com. Got it down. Have a great weekend. Go Tar Heels. We'll talk to you again soon.
Woohoo, thanks.
Okay, and we'll be right back to make some more common sense right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Leo, let's talk about a serious subject. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt, and the fact that there was a newlywed up in Pennsylvania. A man was arrested after he confessed to a priest that he'd killed his wife. And the issue that comes up is things that you say in the confessional are sacrosanct. The priest cannot reveal this. There's a case that was involving a priest down here in Louisiana that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And they upheld the fact that a young lady had said she was being abused by a member of the church. And he told her, well, she ought to get counseling. And he didn't really, this is in the confessional.
Right, right.
But he didn't report it. And apparently she continued to be abused. In this case, the priest, the confession of the killing by the newlywed in Pennsylvania did not take place in the confessional. It took place in the office. So you've got kind of a double standard there where somebody, if they make a confession in the confessional, even about an ongoing criminal act,
right,
the priest is bound and will be excommunicated. On the other hand, what's your thoughts on that? Well, what happens if someone walks in to the confessional, tells the priest, I've murdered a bunch of people, and by the way, I got my gun with me, and I'm going to go out here this afternoon and shoot up the church. Is the priest bound by his vows not to go ahead and let the police know that a major crime is about to take place?
Of course. This whole radio show is called Common Sense. Yes. Yes, of course. I mean, you have attorney-client privilege, but as an attorney, if you hear about somebody who says they're going to murder somebody or has murdered somebody, you're going to sit on it because you have attorney-client privilege?
Well, you're right. I mean, I agree, but in the Supreme Court case, the priest had said he'd be excommunicated if he revealed anything that took place within the confessional. And that was his testimony. And me that and let's go back. That's a pretty extreme view. He's going to go, okay, I'm confessing. And by the way, mass starting in 5 minutes, and I'm going to go out and shoot everybody in
right.
the church. You know, that's pretty extreme. But when a young lady says she's being abused by a member of the church, and you know, I think he said, "Well, be strong," or something like that. You know, and I would think that can you say, "Well, we're in the confessional, and there's nothing I can do about it." Now, if you want to come out of my office about 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll discuss this, mm-hmm. and then you do it outside. I mean, it just seems like there's some practical consideration that should be made.
There is, but this case in Pennsylvania, I mean, like obviously the priest did call the police because you had to. He went, he killed his wife, and he went over to talk to the priest and said, "I killed her." Well, I mean, you can't just like, okay, well, say a couple of Hail Marys. I mean, you can't do that.
And what if he said? What if he didn't talk about a future crime? He said, "Look, I want to confess. I killed my wife in the confessional." In the confessional. And this little girl says, "I'm being abused," in the confessional. And the Supreme Court of the United States says that's okay. The priest has made his vow, and he can't break that vow. So I differentiate between a past crime and an ongoing crime. And it just is a very disturbing thing to think that a crime could be ongoing, and yet the priest is bound not to take any action.
But if they violated the law, certainly if it involves any kind of abuse or murder or theft or whatever else, if they violated the law in such a heinous way, I don't think a priest has a choice. That, you know, they certainly can't come off appearing as if they covered it up. I mean, that's already hampered so much in Christendom now, is so many priests who have been accused of trying to cover up abuse.
Well, I agree with you, and I think there should be, as you say, some common sense, the name of our show, involving something like this. I just think if there's something ongoing, I think that the priest has some obligation to deal with it in some way. You know, I think he could advise the young lady, look, you need to go report this. You know, I can't go report it. You're bringing it to me. You need to go to report someone. I think there's got to be some flexibility there. And I mm-hmm. understand the fact that confession is an important part of cleansing and developing your relationship within the Catholic Church. But there just seems to be some gray areas there that have not been properly addressed.
Well, that's what our court system is for.
Well, and the courts have ruled, unfortunately, in my opinion, that the priest is bound by his vows that he cannot go ahead and
call the police himself.
That's right. I think he should have. I think from the testimony in this case, the priest just was a little passive, and I would have said, look, you need to go report this. You need to go tell your parents. You need to go tell, if you believe this and you think this is true, you need to report to the, and under this ruling here with the confessed murder to the priest, you need to go Father Kelly, who's over in his office right now. I can't deal with this because of his confession. I think that comes within the rules. Anyway, I don't want to pander to that or go beyond it, but it is a problem. Other thing in the Catholic Church that I was interesting, there's such a shortage of priests. I went up to a little town that up in Concordia Parish, Faraday, that you know well, a little rural area in northwest Louisiana, and there's a delightful priest, and I talked to some of the local folks. They said, oh, we love the priest. We take him to dinner. We just think the world of him, but we can't understand it. We don't hear anything. When he gives Mass, we'd have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, it's in Latin.
Well, but he's Indian descent. And with his accent, they cannot understand the priest. Shortage of priests all over the country, all over the world for that matter. And there is an effort down in the Amazon, down in Brazil, for the bishop, and I don't know if he can do this without talking to the Pope, about allowing married clergy to fill in. In other words, let priests get married. And, you know, I got researching that a little bit. Up till about the 3rd or 4th century, priests were married in the Catholic Church. This is not a dictum within the Bible. It's not teachings from Christian doctrine. Mm-hmm. It's nothing from Jesus Christ. It's something that was developed so the focus would be on the Church. And some cynics say it was also there so that any wealth that you gather would go to the Church. It wouldn't be given to your spouse or to children or something like that. But
well, nuns take a vow of the same thing. You know, they marry the church. The church becomes their groom, and for priests, it becomes their bride.
But when there's such a huge shortage, when you're closing up churches right and left because we can't find a priest. I mean, that's, again, you and I are not Catholic. It's not our decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in an area where the Catholicism is a major religion in this
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
Where we live, it's the single dominant religion. And
in fact, John Kennedy came down here in 1959 and virtually started his presidential campaign in South Louisiana because of the Catholics.
That's right. He felt like if he could win them over and find support mm-hmm. here, it give him the base to run on for president. You've written about that a good bit. We've been fascinated by that kicking off his presidential candidacy. You're right, as the first Catholic president. So, hey, Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Got one more guest coming up. You want to write a book? We'll give you little tips about doing so with an author that has been very prolific in her writing. I'll have her give you some tips on what you can do. And Leo has written a number of books. He's a very prolific author. You can find all about all his various writings on LeoHoneycutt.net, but easiest to go to our website, RadioCommonSense.com, and everything about Leo is right there on that website. Let's take
Not everything, but
more
than you want to know.
We hide a few things, even you'd hide from your confessional. We'll be right back after this message.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here with Leo Honeycutt, who's a prolific writer. We're going to talk a little bit about writing. A lot of you folks email me and say you got a book in you. As you know, I've got a publishing company, and Leo writes, has written 135 books is what you've written so far.
you're slightly exaggerating
A little bit. But we do have a prolific author coming on to talk a little bit about this. Barry Gerberman is a writer and historian of Louisiana topics and topics about a variety of issues involving the Mississippi River and particularly about women. She's written a bit about. She has her own publishing company called DevillePress.com. It's on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. We've got her to talk a little here a bit about it. Hey, Mary, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Good morning, Tim. Good to be with you.
And, Mary, I want to talk about one of your books I thought was interesting, where the focus is so much in this country on women, and whether it's the Me Too movement, whether it's women in business taking over companies, women who are getting on boards throughout the country. And I wanted just to talk about it a little bit. You wrote a book some years back called that talked about free people of color in New Orleans. And Why I mention that is so much interest in the Civil War and monuments, and a lot of people don't realize that there were African-Americans in New Orleans where slavery was predominant that were not slaves, that were free. And you wrote about that, didn't you?
I did, yes, in a book called
a lot of people
of Color of New Orleans.
Yeah. And I think the perspective is that if you're African-American living in the city of New Orleans in 1850, 1855, that you were a slave. There were no free people of color. Explain the difference and how all that worked, if you will.
Well, if we look at the statistics, by 1830s, there were 735 free people of color in New Orleans who owned slaves. 2,351 slaves, roughly two to three people apiece. And obviously not everybody owned slaves, and as did many whites didn't own slaves. And free people of color often bought relatives, you know, people that they would then be able to free, or it was like a stableman or a servant in the household, that kind of thing. Excuse me, I got a bit of a cough here.
Mary, let me ask you this. In other words, what you're saying is there were African Americans living in New Orleans who actually owned slaves living in New Orleans. Is that right?
That's correct, but we have to understand it in context. That is that if one had money in the city at the time and had the means to purchase slaves, that was a big business. Free people of color also purchased a lot of property. They owned a lot of real estate. And real estate and the slave trade were the two major ways to make money. So it's not surprising that anybody who was in that position would have done it at that time. We don't know exactly their attitudes toward it. In some cases, I'm sure it had to be difficult for them, just as it was for many whites. They understood that they were dealing with ownership of another person. Some of them might have been, you know, simply oblivious to it. It's very hard to tell. There's been nothing in writing, per se, on that particular topic.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was interesting that, because the perception would be that there would not be any free people of color, African Americans, who were not slaves. And in this case, not only were they not slaves, they free, but actually owned slaves themselves. And so it's a complicated issue back then. You've written about it very eloquently in your book, Free People of Color of New Orleans. And they can find that link to go on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Mary, we're encouraged. Authors. Leo Honeycutt is here with me, and you've written about a number of subjects. You've got a new children's book out. You've written about the slavery issue. You've written about touring the Mississippi River of plantations. You've written on a variety of subjects, and there's a we get inquiries all the time of people saying, hey, I think I got a book in me. I think I'd like to write a book. How do you come up with your varied topics that you have written about over many, many years?
Well, I think it's like with almost anything else. You have to go with your passion. You have to go with what interests you and what you really want to find out about. I wrote the book on the free people of color to answer my own questions as to how that was possible, how that happened, and how it happened only in Louisiana and not in the other southern states. So I would advise anybody who wants to become a writer, if you're not really passionate about it, choose a topic that you are. Because it's a tough slog, as you and I and Leo know. There's a lot that goes into it.
And yeah, Mary,
not
Leo.
Every book gets to be published, you know?
Right.
What I'm running into is a lot of people who ask me really almost daily about writing and about writing a book and about how they get started. And I say, well, the only person that's going to get started on this book is you. So you have to actually carve out the time to actually sit down and start writing. But if you don't start, you'll never finish. Then people who actually do start, and I see them some weeks later, they go, man, this is a lot harder than I thought it was. When it is. It's true. Filling up the blank screen, the blank sheet is a very difficult thing to do. So how do you discipline yourself to do this every day?
Well, you can't always do it every day. I was teaching full time when I was researching my books. So I did it on weekends. I, you know, would go to the archives, the various archives, on semester breaks and in the summer if I had some time off. You just make time for it. And now for fiction, it's a little different. You know, that's people often say, write every day, write something every day. And I think that's good advice. But if you're doing nonfiction, where a lot of research is involved, you just have to find the time and make the time to do it. And it is a hard, you know, you have to be dedicated to it, I guess I should say.
Yeah, and finding the passion for something is, of course, the key, because that's what's going to draw you into it. That's a big part of my problem, is that I do so many works that are researched, and I love the research, and I'll get off into things that... are very in-depth, and so you wind up getting down into the weeds, but you've got to draw all this information out of it to get something written.
And you have to be able to focus, you know, because there's so many distractions. You find other things you'd rather research, and that you have to keep on the topic that you've started out on.
Right.
And Mary, you have produced books by 19 other authors. How do you decide? I'm sure you get a lot of inquiries. Hey, I've got this book I'm working on, or I've got this book I finished. It's tough to be discriminating and pick things that you want to encourage authors to publish, isn't it? There's a lot of good stuff out there. There's other things that need an awful lot of work if they can be salvaged at all. But how do you make decisions about books that you publish?
A lot of it has to do with the author's attitude. If the author is willing to accept advice and make some changes, which editing always requires, and if the author is also a person who's going to go out and promote himself or herself and make sure that they market the books, those factors, to me, are very important.
Right. Well, that's true. To get because I tell a lot of authors that when you finish the book, you're about 50% home. You know, then you've actually got to get it actually published. And how do you get it in bookstores? And how do you sell and market books? And everybody thinks, well, gosh, I wrote the book. All I'll do is sit back and get a nice check in the mail every month from the publisher. Doesn't work that way, does it, Mary?
No. That's like the NFL. You know, there are not many boys who go out for football that end up there.
No doubt about it. What you got? You've written a number of books on a number of subjects. What are you working on now, Mary? You got a future project you're working on?
Yes, I am working on what is now 20 years of research. It's informal research, going to Mexico and tracking down the people from Louisiana. These were free people of color who left Louisiana right before the Civil War. Things got to be really tough for blacks here. And they went to Mexico and settled there. And their descendants are still there in many cases. So I've been going there and making a database of those names and so on. I've given
a
number of blacks.
Hey, Mary, we're out of time, Mary. Love to have you on. We'll get you back. Mary's website is DevillePress.com. Find it on our sites, RadioCommonSense.com. Talk to you soon, Mary.
Great to talk to you.
Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. Terrible tragedy, that bridge collapsing down in Florida.
It's horrible.
It was a walkway for the students to cross over. Some of the family raised the question about whether it was necessary. I thought it was about $14 million to build it, but apparently that's all the traffic for that college walking over to Park. And
well, it's a six-lane road, and there was a student who was killed trying to cross that road, which is why they put it up.
But the engineer calls the highway department, leaves a voice message. Hey, Tom, this is Denny Pate with FIGG, the bridge engineers, calling to share with you some information about the FIU pedestrian bridge and some cracking that's been observed on the north end of the span. The pylon end of the span we moved this weekend. Well, that message went unanswered for 3 days because the engineer for the state was out. There's no negligence, but you've got to find a way to get a message across when the bridge is cracking and you're putting the bridge in. It's what a terrible situation. That bridge collapsed on top of those people.
You know, what I want to know is if that's true and he couldn't get through to the bridge guy at the state, why didn't they just cordon off the thing? Just wait until the experts can get in and check the cracking. Yeah, just rope it off.
That's right. Then there's a big thing about they build it this way because they didn't want to tie up traffic. Man,
right.
We're talking about a walkway for students. You better be darn straight sure it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be massive lawsuits involved in that case. It's really a shame, Leo.
You dropped them like six cars, too.
Oh, yeah. The way the bridge was designed, here's what one of the engineers said. This was designed to support itself. You don't need temporary supports. It saves money to do it our way.
Not now.
Yeah, far from saving money, going to cost you your firm an arm, a leg, damage to your reputation. And so what a catastrophe, and something that ought to just go like clockwork. We build, I mean, they built the San Francisco Bridge how many years ago, and the Eiffel Tower how many years ago?
1880s.
And we can't even build a crosswalk bridge today without collapse. And I don't want to cast aspersions. We don't know the whole story, but it is a real tragedy that that happened out there.
I actually had some. I heard somebody say, why didn't they just build an underground tunnel for them? Well, that sounds reasonable, but Miami is next to the Atlantic Ocean. You're not going to build a tunnel in Miami.
Leo, here's an interesting story about a Baton Rouge girl that's made good. Where we live, we broadcast from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, although we love our listeners from Anchorage to Portland,
Baton Rouge,
all over the place. But Stormy Daniels, who is at the top of the news, involving challenging the president and saying that she and the president had a relationship. And it's an interesting legal question because Donald Trump is saying, oh, I don't even hardly know the girl. He denies any relationship. Yet they're now saying, if you break the contract that we had, we're going to sue you for $20 million. Well, if he had no relationship with the lady, then why would you be suing for $20 million? Why are you suing to keep it all confidential? You follow me? You can't have it both ways. And of all the people, you know, there's been so much criticism of the president from every group going, and he's the Teflon president, somewhat like Ronald Reagan, but things just bounce off of him that would be the demise of 99% of the politicians in this country. But
you think Trump's the Teflon president?
Well, things sure bounce off of him, Leo. I mean, he takes his shots, and his diehard support really doesn't give it all. They don't seem to care that much.
We're hardly 2 years into this.
Not even that long. Well, I agree with you, but I'm just saying his numbers really haven't dropped in terms of his diehard support all this time. Whatever you say about him, I mean, look at the campaign. How did he get elected president based on all the allegations made about him? Time and time, how did he get the nomination? So something is special about his ability to deflect these challenges. The point I'm trying to make is that this Baton Rouge girl that went to Scotland Magnet High School, which is a good high school here in Baton Rouge, may be the biggest challenge that he faces. It's not the North Koreans that may cause him some real headaches. It's this little old gal from Baton Rouge who's got some pretty high-priced lawyers. And again, if he's denying any relationship with her, why is he trying to keep her from saying he's going to sue her for $20 million because she's breaking the agreement that he never signed and he knows nothing about? It's interesting legal flow out that way, I think.
Well, then Bill Clinton had Jennifer Flowers. And Bill Clinton came to Baton Rouge, as a matter of fact, the day that Jennifer Flowers was in New York on a press conference saying that she had had a 12-year-long torrid love affair with the Arkansas governor. And when Edwin Edwards picked up Bill Clinton at the airport, Ryan Airport, he immediately got in the car, and Bill Clinton, who's a candidate for the presidency in 1991, he says, I guess you heard about it, and Governor Edwards said yes, and he said, what would you tell the press? And Edwards says, well, I know what I would tell the press, but I doubt you will. And he goes, no, tell me, please, tell me. And Edwards says, well, I would just simply say, look, there's no such thing as a 12-year-long torrid love affair. 12 weeks, maybe 12 days, but not 12 years.
Well, now I'm not laughing at that, Leo, because your wife just texted you here a little bit ago. She's listening to the show, and I expect you to go home and say you've had a, I don't know how many years you've been married, I've had a 36-year torrid love affair with my wife.
Yes.
And so,
but that's a lot different than what we were talking about here, especially with the Jennifer Flowers and also with Stormy Daniels.
That's right. Well, Stormy has stirred up quite a storm, and I don't think it's going to go away. And I just say, as a lawyer, if I had to look at all the crises the president is facing, I think this is a very serious one for him, because you're getting all these legal flow in terms of, if he's denying it, then he's being sued. Can he go under oath, and can he be, and she says there's things that come out in terms of photographs and that kind of thing. Does he go under oath into a lawsuit, which he could be, and this could be, you know, this could be very serious for him. I look at this as a very serious thing, as differentiates between some of the crisis that the guy has.
Well, going under oath, I mean, how far back do you want to go? You had Ronald Reagan and Iran-Contra. And then he had to go actually take the witness stand. You know, you had the Supreme Court that tried to get Richard Nixon and Watergate to the witness stand and couldn't. Though eventually they did say, you've got to release those tapes, and that's what brought him down, and he resigned. So, I mean, presidents may think that they're insulated, but they're really not.
Not at all. Well, you know Stormy well. I don't. You know Stormy, don't you?
Oh,
local girl.
Yes, we go way back. I thought she was a weather person, actually.
Well, that name, right?
Stormy Daniels.
And you being in television for a long time, she'd fit in well. She'd fit in well. Oh.
Oh, boy. It's funny. You got to laugh to keep from crying.
That's right. All of it. Controversy and characters that we have to deal with. So, Mary Guillen, the writer on there, by the way, I want to go back to that just in the minute or two we've got left. Leo and I will be glad to talk to you about writing books. And if you just email us at length information about the book you have in mind. Leo is with a friend of mine in New Orleans. He's got a book in. He's not computer literate. He's older. He's about 85 years old. And his writing is not all that well. And so what he told me he's doing is taking one of these old IBM dictation machines, 50 years old, and he's dictating.
A dictaphone?
A dictaphone. He's dictating it, and then he has some help from a secretary who's been with him for years who's going to transcribe it for him. Hey, that's his way to skin the cat. You know, other people.
I see where Tom Hanks just came out with a book, and he wrote it all on an Underwood typewriter. Because in fact, there's a picture, famous picture of him holding up this Underwood typewriter saying, hack this.
That's good. That's great. I don't know if I could go back to an Underwood typewriter typing back then.
But you won't be no virus. There'll be no viruses. Nobody will get any hack your information. You know, and I think he's right about that. I kind of miss hearing the peck 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 of a typewriter.
You miss that? Huh?
I miss it.
Well, I think your next book then should be on an Underwood typewriter.
You can not in your life.
it's too
easy to edit on a laptop.
That's right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, well, if you have some thoughts along that line, our website is just, what is our website, Leo?
It's RadioCommonSense.com.
That's the website, and our email address is info@RadioCommonSense.com. Go to our website. You can find it all right there. We'll be glad to kind of give you some advice and tell you a little bit about how you can publish your book. And if you got one in you, hope you think about doing it. Leo, we're out of time. We've covered a lot of ground this week.
Boy, sure, did we.
Thanks for being with me to kind of let our listeners know so much of what's in the news. And we'll be back next week. Ronna Gray, I think, will be back joining us next week. We're into the spring. Lots going on. I hope you guys have a great weekend. You too, Leo, whatever you got on your agenda.
Well, thank you. I think I'm going to be green this weekend.
Well, yeah, after St. Patrick's Day flow continuing.
I didn't go for all.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you same time, same station, right here next week to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.